AP Top News at 3:50 a.m. EST. Published Sunday, November 22, 2020, 9 p.m. Updated 4 hours, 44 minutes ago. London, AP, AstraZeneca said Monday that late-stage trials of its COVID-19 vaccine developed with Oxford University were highly effective in preventing disease. The results are based on interim analysis of trials in the UK and Brazil of the vaccine developed by Oxford University and manufactured by AstraZeneca. No hospitalizations or severe cases of COVID-19 were reported in those receiving the vaccine, AstraZeneca said. These findings show that we have an effective vaccine that will save many lives. Excitingly, that one of our dosing regimens may be around 90% effective, said Professor Andrew Pollard, the chief investigator for the trial. Washington, AP, on its way out the door, the Trump administration is enacting new rules, regulations and orders that it hopes will box in President-elect Joe Biden's administration on numerous foreign policy matters and cement President Donald Trump's America First legacy in international affairs. Yet, the push may not work, as many of these decisions can be withdrawn or significantly amended by the incoming president when he takes office on January 20. In recent weeks, the White House, State Department and other agencies have been working overtime to produce new policy pronouncements on Iran, Israel, China and elsewhere that aim to lock in Trump's vision for the world. Washington, AP, President-elect Joe Biden is expected to nominate Antony Blinken as Secretary of State, according to multiple people familiar with the Biden team's planning. Blinken, 58, served as Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor during the Obama administration and has close ties with Biden. If nominated and confirmed, he would be a leading force in the incoming administration's bid to reframe the U.S. relationship with the rest of the world after 4 years in which President Donald Trump questioned longtime alliances. In nominating Blinken, Biden would sidestep potentially thorny issues that could have affected Senate confirmation for two other candidates on his short list to be America's top diplomat, Susan Rice and Senator. Philadelphia, AP, as they frantically searched for ways to salvage President Donald Trump's failed re-election bid, his campaign pursued a dizzying game of legal hopscotch across six states that centered on the biggest prize of all, Pennsylvania. The strategy may have played well in front of television cameras and on talk radio to Trump supporters. But it has proved a disaster in court, where judges uniformly rejected their claims of vote fraud and found the campaign's legal work amateurish. In a scathing ruling late Saturday, U.S. District Judge Matthew Brann, a Republican and Federalist Society member in central Pennsylvania, compared the campaign's legal arguments to Frankenstein's monster, concluding that Trump's team offered only speculative accusations, not proof of rampant corruption. Beijing, AP, Chinese authorities are testing millions of people, imposing lockdowns and shutting down schools after multiple locally transmitted coronavirus cases were discovered in three cities across the country last week. As temperatures drop, large-scale measures are being enacted in the cities of Tianjin, Shanghai, and Manzhouli, despite the low number of new cases compared to the United States and other countries that are seeing new waves of infections. Many experts and government officials have warned that the chance of the virus spreading will be greater during the cold weather. Recent flare-ups have shown that there is still a risk of the virus returning, despite being largely controlled within China. The day after Amanda Cyrilnik found out she might have been exposed to COVID-19, she visited a rapid testing center in New Jersey but was turned away because they ran out of tests. She returned at 7 a.m. the next day. After waiting for an hour, officials said they had run out again. On her third try, Cyrilnik and her friend called several testing centers before driving for an hour to one with availability. Lines for free COVID-19 tests stretch for blocks and hours in cities where people feel the dual strain of the coronavirus surge and the approaching holidays. But an increasing number of pop-up clinics promise visitors instant results, at a cost. Jerusalem, AP, Israeli media reported Monday that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu flew to Saudi Arabia for a clandestine meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, which would mark the first known encounter between senior Israeli and Saudi officials. Hebrew language media cited an unnamed Israeli official as saying that Netanyahu and Yossi Cohen, head of Israel's Mossad spy agency, flew to the Saudi city of Neom on Sunday, where they met with the crown prince. The prince was there for talks with visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. A Gulfstream IV private jet took off just after 17:40 GMT from Ben Gurion International Airport near Tel Aviv, according to data from website Ahref equals http://flightradar24.com rel equals nofollow greater than flight. radar24.com/a. Washington, AP, perhaps Sidney Powell has gone too far for even Rudy Giuliani this time. The Trump campaign's legal team moved to distance itself Sunday from the firebrand conservative attorney after a tumultuous several days in which Powell made multiple incorrect statements about the voting process, unspooled unsupported and complex conspiracy theories, and vowed to blow up Georgia with a biblical court filing. Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. She is not a member of the Trump legal team. She is also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity, Giuliani and another lawyer for Trump, Jenna Ellis, said in a statement. Detroit, AP, when longtime Detroit community advocate Frank McGee watched two Republican canvassers vote against certifying election results in the majority black city, he was furious. McGee, 58, has spent more than two decades working with Detroit youth and educating them on the electoral process. He said it was outrageous to see hard-fought black voter mobilization efforts threatened. I thought, these are the ultimate executioners, if you will, put in place so that quietly they could take what belongs to us, he said. President-elect Joe Biden was in part powered to victory in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia by black voters, many of them concentrated in cities such as Detroit, Philadelphia, and Atlanta, where he received a significant share of their support. Cuba, New Mexico, AP, the midday arrival of a school bus at Celis Costillo's home on the remote edge of a mesa breaks up the long days of boredom and isolation for the high school senior. The driver hands over food in white plastic bags, collects Costillo's school assignments and offers some welcome conversation before setting out for another home. The closing of classrooms and the switch to remote learning because of the coronavirus have left Castillo and other students in this school district on the sparsely populated fringe of the Navajo Nation in New Mexico profoundly isolated, cut off from direct human contact and, in many cases, unconnected to the grid.